Oh, sorry, I had to swallow again. false start. Five yards.
I was finishing a bite of popcorn. Okay.
Oh, good, good. You got popcorn?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can.
It's that cheddar popcorn.
Ooh. Can you share? Can I have some?
No.
Ah. Okay.
I don't have a good enough internet connection.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You gotta update your kernel.
Yep. Well. Oh,
I'm sorry.
Done. Can we be done?
Yeah, we're done now. We're okay. Done. Podcast over. Okay. All right. Hello and welcome to Video Death Loop, the show where we watch a video. I'm sorry, I'm laughing about the dumb joke still. Okay. All right. Right. For real. Hello and welcome to Video Death Loop, the show where we watch a video on loop until one or both of us can't take it anymore. I'm your host this week, John Hurst, and over here is my co-host, Aaron Littleton.
Hello, everyone.
Everyone.
Especially you.
Yes, we're talking to specifically you.
You. The Look listener. Around. Look mm-hmm. around.
There's no one
See
else
those
around.
Other people?
There. It's a podcast. It's not a podcast.
Them.
You're not. No, not them. You may be in like an airport or something, or maybe there's other people around. You're listening to it on a headset, though. I know that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they might be in a car.
Okay. Yeah. Fair. Yeah. Like if they're by them, like in a car, like yeah, you could do that. Turn up the podcast there.
But no one else is hearing this. I guess what we're saying is no one else is hearing this.
Have you ever been in the car with someone else listening to a podcast you don't listen to?
Yeah. My wife makes me listen to podcasts sometimes.
Ooh, like is there like a certain genre, like murder or?
Nah, she likes the like. Let's learn. You know, an hour
okay.
about a topic that you don't know about with two affable white dudes.
Oh,
an
okay.
hour, an hour of stuff you don't know about yet with two yeah. affable white dudes topping the charts on every podcast.
That is
platform.
Literally. That is all podcasts. It's including this one at this point.
Listen, every if there's podcast. Something you learn from this podcast, you let us know because you're not supposed to.
Yeah, yeah.
That
we
is
are
a mistake.
We if you're learning from us at this point, we've shown multiple times we are not to be trusted with anything involving education or otherwise.
Nope. At all, this really, point. Only like we can sometimes tell you which foods you should avoid, like lettuce.
Right.
But that's about it. That's about it.
I mean, even then, though, like sometimes I accidentally like I was like, wait, does a Caesar salad have romaine lettuce? I don't know. And I accidentally order. It's like, ah, shit. It's got romaine.
I think
okay.
it does, though.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So it's yeah, I'm not to be trusted by I'm not to trust myself, basically, in the end.
No. Listen, do what we do, out of. Yeah. Just don't listen. None of this yeah. is good. None
listen
of this
to
is
us.
Worth remembering. Yeah. Enjoy us. Don't
yes.
pay attention, though.
Yeah. Listen to us, but don't listen to us. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. But do you like, but going back though, you like the feeling of listening to someone else's podcast. It's a weird one. It's not a pleasant feeling to me.
It makes me introspective about my own podcast choices is what it does. Mm. It makes me go, is this the thing? Okay. I've got these podcast friends that I have. I've never talked to them, but I hear them talking all the time. And is this what that would sound like to everybody else that listens to it? Because that's weird.
Yeah.
They have different in-jokes, but they're my in-jokes.
They got different sponsors? What the heck? They got stamps still? Stamps.com is still a
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, well, I'm all my dudes are Blue Chew now. We've got old. Our dicks don't work anymore, so we got to get these Blue Chew advertisements.
They got to get like a virtual doctor to go like, yeah, here's some pills.
It's very much the like medical marijuana system with the Blue Chew, isn't it? Because like you've got mm-hmm. these doctors and they're on staff and they're only going to prescribe you Blue Chew. Like they're in the right. pocket of big boner.
Big blue,
big,
yeah.
Big boner. Big yeah. blue boner. Bear in the big blue boner.
No, this is getting worse as we progress.
I bet that bear has got to be 18 years old now. He can live in a big blue boner if he wants to. But it's, you know, in the medical marijuana states, they always have like dispensaries. And mm-hmm. then right next to it, a a doctor whose only job is, no matter what ailment you come in with, is to prescribe you marijuana. And then you can go buy marijuana at the next door dispensary that is his boss, too. It's totally cool, guys. I mean, it is. But I'm just saying, like,
I'm jealous, actually.
That's the blue chew. That's the blue chew thing. Yeah. I mean, it's not like you're going to go, it's like, man, I got some big dick problems. And he's like, you might need to eat more vitamin D. Like, he's never going to tell you that. He's going to be like, you need the blue chew. Your podcast offer code. I'm a doctor and I need that.
Yeah, it's like, you need to go the video death loop 420-69. Give that, that's your, and they'll give you the extra special discount where they wink and they turn off the Zoom call.
Wouldn't it be cool though? Like, I mean, I'm glad those dudes and ladies and non-binary folks have got a way to use their doctor's licenses to make them some money. But it feels like there's a lot of effort if the only thing you're ever going to do is prescribe boner pills. Wouldn't it be cool if you could have like if you could specialize and get you're a doctor of boners and
like a bonerologist?
A bonerologist. And it's like 2 years, like it's a community college thing. And then the only thing you're allowed to prescribe at that point is boner pills. And then you can go get a job at any boner pill company that would have you. Mm-hmm. That training that you've done, you know, and learning how to treat, I don't know, like the flu or a broken arm, it doesn't go to waste because you didn't spend any time or money or effort on that.
I mean,
but the real doctors learn that.
Isn't this just kind of like what happens in college, like where you get a major in a degree and you get maybe you specialize in something particular about it? Like, I don't know how with nursing or getting a doctorate involves. I know it's a very long time, but, you know, 12 years studying boners, you got to know something, right?
In a doctor's educational career, okay, how much of that time is dedicated to boners? I mean, like, it's a small percentage.
Right.
You know, there's a boner, it's not that substantial of a part of a human body. Okay. It's, you know, it's a couple percent. So my guess is the amount of time a doctor spends on scholarly education to treat a boner is probably about the same, right? Because, you know, one day it's finger day, one day it's elbow day, the next day it's dick day, and then we're just moving on. And then you got feet, you got organs.
Do they have like special stickers on the calendar? Like, it's penis day. Like,
I mean,
you know,
I don't.
Like,
I'm not a doctor. I majored in some bullshit, is what I majored in. So I don't know what they do in real school. Mm. But to me, that's my impression, right? So if your whole goal, if like your end goal is to be one of these doctors that just works for a drug company and does nothing but prescribe that drug, don't you think we could get these people out quicker? And so they could just do that and they don't have to like spend all this time learning about elbows when they're never going to prescribe an elbow medicine.
So we're talking about the express version of doctor is just for specific
doctor express
things. Doctor Express. Okay, all right.
It's not just Publix ripoff of Dr. Pepper. Doctor Express gets you specialized in one body part so you can go and be a dishonest doctor that works for a drug company and does nothing but prescribes that drug.
Comes with a free stamp that has your signature on it so you don't have to write.
Boom. You're just you're the guy in the Zoom call that prescribes drugs without actually seeing a person. Dr. Express.
This is just the American health system, actually, right now. Pretty much. I mean, like,
I'm trimming the fat. I mean, if we can't have socialized health care, we got to find some way to get these bills down. And maybe we don't need to pay a full-on doctor with all this extra doctor information to prescribe specific prescription boner drugs. So, I mean, if you're listening, Blue Chew, first, pay us money to advertise for.
Yeah, sponsor us. Come on.
Second, let's just really lean on that education system and get Dr. Express.
The idea that this becomes a privatization of just like specific body parts where it's like, oh, you know what? I was like, I don't know if I can go to that doctor. He knows arms and feet. And yeah. That's a lot of body parts.
Sounds expensive.
He knows the left hand and the right hand. Oof.
I don't know. That's not my,
I don't know.
My health insurance doesn't cover that.
I mean, they're alike, but they're not that alike.
Right. I don't know. I feel like maybe we've fixed a problem. I feel like maybe we've, I mean, I just what, feel it.
Going back to the original thing we said earlier, it's like never listen to us, but also listen to us.
Yeah. If it sounds like a good idea, you probably should do it.
Yeah. Yeah. There.
But we take no liability in you doing that.
Yeah. We wash our hands. We wash our hands of whatever we just said, but you're welcome to use it. You're welcome to use that.
Yeah.
And
it's available.
Is Dr. Express really the public doctor drink?
It sounds like it could be.
It does sound like it.
Because it's got an X. Publix has got an X in it, and so does Express. And as soon as you said Dr. Express, I'm like, that sounds like a soda. That it sounds does. Like a knockoff soda with like a brick red can.
I bet it's like X, like the X is like extra big on it, and it just, there's no E. It's like Express.
Oh, you're right. It's 100% what it is.
Yeah.
And that's also does Publix have off-brand soda?
They got to at this point. I mean, they have.
Love to know what I'm looking it up. I'm looking to see if Publix
okay.
has.
Okay, I need to know. While you're doing that, I do have a video for you. We are a video podcast in audio form that I make you watch a video on loop. So that is the name of the game. And Aaron, you have no idea what I'm about to show you.
I do not.
Okay. Good.
Because I'm the co-host. I'm the filthy co-host.
Yes. Yeah, exactly right. You stay down there with the filth. You co-host you.
I found it, by the way.
What's it called? What's it called?
It's called Dr. Publix.
That's lame as hell.
It's pretty bad, but it's also pretty good.
Yeah, I was like,
I mean, it's not like Dr. Walmart. Like, the Walmart company didn't have the balls to name their Dr. Pepper knockoff, yeah. Dr. Walmart.
Yeah, like
only Publix did.
Yeah, you don't have like Dr. Rite Aid or anything like that.
Dr. Publix. I appreciate the honesty of it in a way.
Yeah, to be fair, yeah, there's some simplicity in there. You know, it knows exactly what it is and doesn't try to be much more creative, which is fine, I think, in the end.
Do you know? John, when I started I typed in Dr. Express Soda onto Bing.
You got porn, didn't you?
No, it auto-filled Publix at the end of it. It auto-filled that shit.
What?
It auto-filled. I'm closing Bing. Bing anymore.
Aaron,
I don't
real
like
questions,
Bing
real
anymore.
Real questions. Do you have the latest update of Microsoft on there, the Copilot shit?
Surely I've turned that off. No, surely I have.
They make it hard. They make it hard at this point.
I don't know.
You want a video or not?
Yes, I do. I want to stop being scared of my computer again,
please. I'm about to be terrified, but I'm about to be happy to show you this video in 3, 2, 1.
All right. What have we here? This is a speedrun of Clue.
Yeah,
the video PC board, version. The video board game. What version of Clue is this?
Unknown. It looks like a PC version of some sort.
Yeah,
but
it does. It seems PC, and they got it. They immediately win Clue in 7 seconds. It was Miss Peacock.
Yeah, Miss Peacock got it, and she's put into jail, and they're done, and we're back at it again. This is actually supposed to be speed run in 0.733 is what they said.
Well, I guess, you know, maybe they only start the speed run after you click, you know, when the game actually starts, not all the setup.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know.
Yeah, it's one of those where they, like, can't get the audience to count down in the background just to, you know.
And We're done. Yeah. How does this work?
So there's no die roll.
Who wins? Like, does the player win? I can't even follow what's going on enough to watch the player win.
So we know what you remember the rules of Clue, or part of the rules of Clue, right?
Okay, yes.
You got Mr. Buddy's super dead.
Right.
A bunch of people named after colors are in the same household with them, and you got to determine which one's going to kill. So it's like it was Miss Scarlet with the rope in the library or something.
Mrs. Peacock.
It was Mrs. Peacock. She's super sad in this in the jail.
Yeah, she murdered a guy and she's going to jail. No one's real happy when that happens.
No, I mean, no, like, you know, sometimes they are, but it's usually a sanity plea type stuff. But
sure. Yeah.
But
sure.
Yeah.
I don't think that's Mrs. Peacock. I think she was mad at Mr. Body.
Yeah, no, she's definitely mad, but she's feeling a little ashamed there. She's got they even gave her like a pair of striped clothing to wear.
Man, like, if I ever went to jail and they tried to give me some of that orange bullshit, I'd be so mad. I'd want striped clothing.
I don't think you have a choice in the matter.
No, I don't know that I would have any recourse to wanting the striped clothing, but I would be mad. I'd be like, where's my striped clothing? Yeah, movies have lied to me. The Clue computer game lied to me.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think is the most nefarious of the Clue people? Maybe we should go over who the Clue people are if you haven't played Clue in a while.
Yeah, let's Miss Peacock is very snooty, but
generally presented as somewhat of an older woman.
Yeah.
Not young.
Yeah, you got Mrs. White, which is kind of like the maid almost in a way.
Sort of a grandmotherly maid looking person. There's Ms. Scarlet, who is the hot one.
Yeah.
There's Mr. Green, who looks like he wants to sell you a used car. Generally, I feel like Mr. Green strikes me as very sleazy.
Yeah, like he's ready to, like, we'll see him in a second. He looks like a knockoff Bruce Wayne, like Bruce, like, you know, just like he's really trying to put on the act, but he's not quite pulling it all the way.
Yeah. There's Colonel Mustard, who, I mean, is he a Kentucky colonel? That's what, like, was he like a war colonel, or was he like a Kentucky colonel who's just like a rich guy that had the state of Kentucky give him a white suit?
I've always kind of presumed that he was he was in a war, and maybe he got some fame off that war, and maybe got some rich money bucks off of that. Like from that, maybe like a Teddy Roosevelt type person.
And he still just has people call him Colonel.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, because that's a move. Assistant. Like, no one is required to call you by your military rank.
Right.
I mean, that's a choice a person made. And honestly, like, Colonel, it's pretty high. Not the highest.
It's pretty good.
Not the highest, though.
Mm-mm.
I mean, if you go up and you introduce yourself like, "Hi, I'm Colonel Mustard." And the guy's like, "Oh, well, I'm General Steve." You're like, "Oh fuck, I'm so shamed." Yeah, but you can call me. But you can call me Mr. Steve. You're like, "Oh, I'm doubly shamed. He's higher than me, and he doesn't even go with his rank.
He just goes with the flow, and that's even worse."
Yeah, I know. Well, that's like, you're so shamed at that point. Wow, a colonel, huh? I remember when I was a colonel like 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You're 60. Yeah, I made colonel at 10. I was in fifth grade. I was pretty good.
Got Kentucky colonel at 5.
Kentucky colonel at 5. Exactly.
Yeah, I invented bourbon.
Again.
Yeah.
It was lost.
Yeah, I found it behind the tub.
Everybody, every single person in Kentucky forgot how to make bourbon.
Makes sense. I mean, like, imagine, like, you, like, just everyone just got in the state, got drunk enough on bourbon to forget how to make bourbon and be like, "Oh shit, this good ass drink. We only got a limited amount. We gotta just go. We cannot tell the 49 other states that we forgot how to make bourbon.
Quick, get General Steve, the chillest fucking general I've ever met.
He wears sunglasses, except sometimes he doesn't because it feels disrespectful at times. He's that cool.
He wears sunglasses. Aviators, obviously aviators.
Yeah. Well,
from the belt up, it's like full general regalia attire. You know, he's got all of his medals. He's got his like stars on his collar, but from the waist down, it's fucking board shorts and flip flops, man.
I was thinking like, some like Bahama shorts or board shorts. Yeah, man. Like some flip. Yeah. This guy's cool as hell.
I know. Isn't he though? Isn't he? He's got I mean, so he just shames the fuck out of Colonel Mustard whenever he meets him, though.
Oh, yeah. You cannot put those two people in the same room. Colonel Mustard was just fume.
Then, who else do we have? We've got Green. Have we gone through everybody?
We got a couple. We got...
Professor Plum, who's definitely Professor Express. Like, he's... He definitely specialized in plums.
He definitely talks about boner pills with every one of these people.
Yep.
Every single one of them. It's like, oh, you need boner pills? Hold on, I got you.
That's the one thing I can do. I've cut my finger. Don't come to me with that. I'm not legally allowed to help. I got a Dr. Express.
I got this stamp.
Yeah.
Got it. I can put it on anything. Put it on your forehead. You can turn your forehead in. Get the pills.
Yeah, whatever you need. I've worked for Boner Pill Co.
Yeah, as long as it's boner pills, I can get it to you. All the different flavors: strawberry, banana.
Are they coming different flavors?
I don't know. I imagine you can only do so much with boner pills. I feel like you got the boner pill that obviously, I guess, works, or works to the point
the
where
one that
can,
works. Yes.
Yeah, you got the one that works. And it's like, well, we've already sold this to everyone who needs boner pills. What do? I guess we make like Starburst flavors for them.
I mean, yeah, it's not a bad idea. I mean, it's like dishwasher tabs, right? Like dishwasher liquid was
delicious.
Delicious.
No.
and like legitimately like the perfect product. Like but it's been the same for like 100 years.
Right.
It's everyone knows how to make it. It's cheap. It works great. And then at some point or another, like, we've got to find a way to squeeze more money out of the dishwasher crowd. And they came up with like the tablets, which don't work as good and are more expensive, but they put a big advertising behind them, and now everybody buys those instead of the gel, even though the gel is way better. And so that's what I guess you get like that. It's for boner pills. You gotta fruit flavored, alcoholic boner pills.
Is that the gas station boner pills are like?
Probably, yeah. They've got like CBD in them.
Yeah, got like a rhino on the front of it, and like CBD, like Delta 11 or whatever they're up to now at this point.
Delta 11. I was not prepared for the Delta. Like, if you live at one of the, I don't know that everyone's going to know like what Delta 8 is, but like if you live in a state that has legalized weed, I don't see the reason for you to ever take one of the Delta variety of edibles. But in states like Tennessee that are lagging far behind every other state that's even remotely intelligent in legalizing weed, we have this Delta 8 stuff, which is kind of the same thing as just marijuana, but because they refine it from a bunch of hemp instead of like growing it naturally in marijuana, then it's fine, but it does the same thing and it's legal, and so everyone sells it. And like this whole industry would shut down if they were just like, oh, weed's legal now.
Yeah, there's a lot of vape shops around here that would instantly go under if they couldn't immediately switch over, basically.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. But yeah, so but they had Delta 8 for a while, and now there's like Delta 9 and Delta 10. Like,
it's like fucking
or maybe Delta
Deltas.
9 is weed, is the one in... is the one. It's like there's like one ion difference or something. I don't know what the difference is.
Like it's like one less weed, basically.
Yeah, but now there's one more than weed, right? Like there's Delta 10, right?
Right. Yeah. Like
I don't know. I'm not up on my vape shop lore as of like current.
I follow my vape shop lore the same way that most people do, and that is through roadside signs that tell me where to go to buy by that. So
yeah,
usually it says like the current Delta level that is activated.
Yeah. What level Delta are we at? Yeah, president has escalated it to Delta 11.
just texts your phone reminding you that we're at Delta 11.
Get high as fuck this weekend, and it's legal because we wasted even more hemp.
It's like, you will not believe the balls you will trip.
Thanks, President. President Express. He's only the president of drug laws.
Which one of these fine individuals that we have in front of us in Clue do you think is the one using Delta, the Delta 11, and which one's from a state that you can actually get legal weed?
Mr. Green, it's kind of the obvious selection, right? He's green. Like, maybe he made his money on selling in a legal state. And Professor Plum definitely feels like the dude that's eating Delta 8 edibles.
Yeah. I was going to say, Mrs. White might be, like, one of those
Mrs. White definitely does CBD, but it's more for her joints.
Yeah, like, I was going to say, yeah.
She has legitimate reasons to take CBD, and she enjoys it, but she got into it mostly for joint pain.
Yeah, her son or daughter was like, it's like, oh, you should try this and, like, you know, rub this on your back. It feels good. And it's like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah.
Like my kid gave this to me.
I don't care if what it says in the envelope. I never think it's Mrs. White. She just doesn't seem like the type to me.
Like, no matter what happens, like, you think Mrs. White is always innocent?
Yeah, even if she's in the card, she's been framed. 100% blame. Oh. All Mrs. White Clue games are actually the result of Mr. Green. No questions asked. Ooh. He's a guy that would frame Mrs. White.
You know, just like kind of like placing the murder weapon and, like, you know, it's like, here, can you adjust this collar and hold on to this knife for a little bit so I can get the fingerprints? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, just right there. Let's sort of just spread them around the mansion in various locations, please.
It's like Mrs. White is just baking cookies. And it's like, you're the murderer. It's like, no, I was making
CBD cookies.
Yeah, they're good.
They're for your joints.
Like, oh, I know a joint you can go to. The Clink.
Well, they better have black and white stripe prisoners' uniforms, or I'll be very disappointed.
I wonder if they have. I assume that they all have a scene where they're getting locked away in the cell. Do you think the black and white jumpsuit is in there with all of them, or do you think they forgot it at one time, or is it just like, we rendered it once and we cannot afford to do it again?
Yeah, I feel like they made that room and then they put the model of the character in there and had them look around.
Hmm.
I'd love to know the provenance of this game, like what year it was. It looks I would have to guess 1999 feels like when this game came out.
Yeah, I was thinking about like maybe like 99, 2000, kind of around that area.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got that. The Clue inside the Clue house looks like Diablo for all of the 0.7 seconds that we see it. It looks like Diablo 1.
Yeah, no, there's definitely a, like, it's that it doesn't help that it's in isometric view already. So it's basically a Diablo map ready to happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like with all the pre-rendering and all that. Yeah, it looks like a, like someone on the Clue team was really like, what if we did an what if we made it Diablo? And they're like, we're not going that far. We don't have that money. We got a jail scene.
I've already hacked in the butcher to come up into the library. I want to see Professor Plum fight the butcher and see if he gets a magic ring drop.
That's what I want to. See, like, the Clue people fight. Like, there's got to be a version of Clue out there where instead of like trying to like go around from room to room looking at it and kind of making these haphazard guesses, where it's like Miss Scarlet, throw a punch. Come on, welcome to Fight Club.
Super Smash Clue.
Yeah, like, it's like, which one from, like, someone killed Mr. Body. It's like a seven player multiplayer, like, there's six or seven of It's going too fast where I can't count.
So fast.
It is very fast here. But
I feel like there's six. There's six.
Yeah, there's six. There's six. Yeah, six player on there, and like depending on who's doing the most damage and all that, like, and like who can, you know, the Smash Brothers platform ass fighter in here, and like you, at the end of it, like it's not who wins, but who, it's like which one of these is most likely to have murdered Mr. Body in the process. It's like Miss Garland
having to be the murderer.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Miss, like it goes to like a bonus stage maybe after. Where they have to fight Mr. Body.
Yes, he's back. And he's like, been raised by Diablo to fight Miss Scarlet with the rope. In hell.
That's a game. That's what I want to play. Ah, I'm tappy, man. I'm tappy. Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh.
Yeah, I was not prepared for how quickly that was going to go through. I'll be honest. It felt very fast.
That might be the fastest speed run. I mean, it's less than a second.
Yeah, it was definitely up there when I typed in was like fastest speed run, and I saw this, and it was just that perfect little loop, and it called out to me like a video death loop does.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. It's a good one. It's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I've played Clue since as a kid at this point. Like, have you played has Clue happened recently for you?
It has. And unless I'm, wait, hang on. Am I misremembering, or did you and I play like the SNES version of Clue with my wife on Halloween?
Oh, kind we of did
recently.
We did do that, actually. Yeah, we try to play that randomly when we do like after playing Castlevania and stuff.
Yeah, I feel like we played it. So, but yeah, I've played Clue. Like, I came from, like, my family is like a big board game family. Like, even growing up, like, we played board games just all the time. And so, yeah, I've still have occasionally played Clue with my, you know, mom and dad and that kind of family situation.
Who usually wins in Clue, like in the family?
I don't know.
It's probably either
my sister or I, because I definitely, because there's lots of things, there's, if I feel like in Clue, if you're really paying attention, there's lots of sub information you can track that most people don't. Mm-hmm. Right, like if you have, like, let's say if you make a guess, like, okay, it's Professor Plum, Dr. Express, in, I don't know, the library with the revolver.
Right.
And then you have like the someone that's going around the table shows them one of those cards. Okay, they know for sure, but you also have like a, okay, I know this person has one of these three cards. Like, you can know that, and you can kind of track that. And sometimes if you track that sub information enough, you can get enough information to actually learn real stuff without being shown the cards.
Right.
And so I do that. I make Clue incredibly not fun for myself to play by tracking way too much information.
You basically make the true crime drama version of Clue, it sounds like.
Yeah, no, it's not good. I'm running like DNA tests. I'm looking at like where phone booths were installed outside of Best Buy's near Clue boards. Like, I'm getting it all done.
Just you're ready for season one of like serial Clue, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I maybe should have been a detective. I feel like maybe that's what I should have done in my real life. As I should have been a detective.
Would you be a detective that's a very specialized in a very certain
murder? Detective Express for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm only into crimes involving marble statues made in the 1800s. Mm. It was like a 3-day course.
Yeah. But now it's easy.
Now,
it's like,
now I'm Dr. Detective Express.
You also just gave me the idea that we need to, what if there was a version of Clue, but it's all like the different Dr. Pepper knockoffs against each other?
Shh, we can't be saying that out loud. We got a Kickstarter to make. We got a Kickstarter to make, like, right fucking now.
Yeah, we're gonna have to
buy a lot of licenses to make this happen.
Yeah, it's near the end of the episode. Only one person's listening. You, the listener out there, you'll keep our secret, right?
Remember how we said you were special? This is why. Mm-hmm. This is why. It's because you get to join us on this journey of making a Clue knockoff featuring Dr. Pepper knockoffs.
Yeah.
You know how they made all those monopolies a while back when you found out you can't, like, nothing about Monopoly is copyrightable for some reason?
Yeah.
Well, I bet a lot of Clue ain't copyrightable either.
Yeah. You know, they have to kill Mr. Pip is really where it boils down to.
Yep. Jesus. Stop. Shut up. Shut up.
I'm just you, John, me, and you, the listener.
You know our secret. You know our terrible, wonderful secret.
You don't have to tell anyone, including the people that you're going to tell about Video Death Loop to.
Yeah.
Through word of mouth.
Yep.
Like, or you don't even need to talk about it in the rating for 5 stars or whatever, how many stars in for the review or anything like that. Like, wherever you want to review a podcast, you can. You can review this podcast. Questions.
And we recommend you do it.
Yeah, do it. Do it. And, you know, if you have any questions about how this Kickstarter is going to go, questions at videodeathloop.com. We'll be here to answer them.
Yep. Definitely.
Aaron, do you have anything else?
Folks, have a great week.
All right. Take it easy. Bye.
Bye.